Praise be Jesus and Mary. At a certain point, shortly after St. Paul's conversion, our Lord, I can't remember whether he was speaking directly to St. Paul or whether it was by means of someone else, but he said that he had to show him all that he had to suffer for the sake of his name. And here we see part of that suffering that St. Paul had to undergo. He was stoned and then dragged out of the city. Right, you're in bad shape if you're being dragged out of the city after being stoned. I think they thought that he was dead. But what does St. Paul do? Exactly. They said, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city again. Just went right back to his task. And those that he converted, he warned them ahead of time. He wanted to strengthen them. And so he prepared them for the sufferings that they too would have to endure for the sake of the name and to enter the kingdom of God. It says, they strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, it is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Cornelius Lapide says, it is the eternal and irrevocable law of God that has been sanctioned, that it is by many tribulations that we enter the kingdom of God. And so we need to remember that, followers of Christ, we should never be surprised when we meet up with trials and difficulties and tribulations of every kind of sort, you know, whether it be afflictions of the body, afflictions of the soul, temptations, misunderstandings, problems with our relationships with others, problems at work, you know, whatever it may be, we should never be surprised, because it is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. There's a wonderful reflection on this in The Imitation of Christ, the last chapter of Book 2, Chapter 12, called The Royal Road of the Cross. And at the end of that beautiful meditation that he provides on the cross, he says, in our conclusion, after all these considerations, is that it is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christus.